I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of...
Hi. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Train It Right Life. I had to 5-4-3-2-1 myself into coming to record this podcast. It's been kind of a long day, and I'm not really in the mood to podcast, but I hope that as we get going, I'll be in a better mood. So with that being said, again, thank you so much for tuning in and caring about what I have to say. I appreciate each and every one of you. And the DMs that I get saying that you guys love the podcast, I had someone tell me they've listened to all 10 episodes. I've had other people tell me that it's nice that I open up at a personal level. It's just so cool, the feedback, and I really appreciate all the stars you guys are giving me and all the reviews. If you're new here, you like the podcast, please, please, please give it a star, give it a review. You can find me on all social media channels under Train It Right. And for those of you who don't know me, I'll do a quick introduction as per usual. I am Alicia Bell, IFBB Pro. I compete in figure. I reside in Canada, Toronto, Ontario, Burlington to be exact. I work at Pure Muscle and Fitness. I'm an HD athlete manager for HD Muscle. I do all of the things for Team HD, social media, marketing, yada, 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 yada. I do a lot of stuff. I have my own training business, trainitright.com, if you're interested in online personal training. And fun fact, I have two new things coming up that you guys are going to be super, super excited about to hear when I can reveal them. Things that I'm working on personally, business adventures, business ventures. So that is cool. And this podcast is real. It's raw. It's honest. It's my opinion on things. It's my struggles in my life. It's the Train It Right life. So with that being said, we are now into freaking August. Freaking August. Like, wow. Hi. Hello. Didn't COVID just start? We're all kind of just like thrown into this abyss, and now we're crawling back out of it, and it's the end of summer. Like, wow. Anyway, you know, we all go through shit, but it's how you handle that shit, to be honest. Some people don't realize that their actions, that their choices, their communication or lack thereof affects others. And quite frankly, these people are selfish, okay? When you go about your day-to-day life and you don't realize that the people that care about you, you hurt, you have something wrong with yourself. And I'm speaking from personal experience. To go back, there was somebody that I really had strong feeling for, really had strong feelings for, really cared about. Pause. Hold up. I also am already into topic one, if you haven't noticed. Okay. So I break this podcast up into topics. I don't have an outline. I really just sit down and start talking. So yeah, let's go back. This person that I had strong feelings towards, that I spent a lot of time getting to know, caring for, talking to, literally my whole days were, you know, based on our communication. And all of a sudden that communication stopped. Like, 180, one day, shit hit the fan. Shit. Samson. For those of you who don't listen to my podcast either, I film with my dogs in the room because they have to be in the room with me, but Sammy's rolling around on the couch being noisy. So, one day it just stopped, and I'm like, wow, I invested all this time into you for months and months and months and months. For what? For absolutely what? And I was really hurt by it. It was upsetting. It was hard to deal with, hard to handle, because there was no real fucking answer. Like, at least the decency the human being could have done would be to give me a fucking real answer. You know, like, no, of course not. And then I get gaslighted into, well, you don't understand my personal situation. I shouldn't feel bad for being upset for something that you did and the way you did it. I'm sorry. You can't use mental illness or something else like that as a scapegoat. Like, yes, it is a real issue or whatever, but like, how about you say that when you just before you disappear? I don't know. That just makes sense in my life. You know what I mean? But anyways, they don't realize that their actions, their choices, their communication choices affect others. And quite frankly, to me, it's selfish, but it does happen. And, you know, I've spent a long time being upset about this. Quite frankly, now I'm just vengeful, I guess. I don't even know. I'm pissed. Somebody wasted a shit ton of my fucking time. And for what? For to go ghost? We go back to the ghosting thing again, but I talked about that on a previous podcast, but to go ghost and then be mad at me because I'm upset. Like, does that make any sense? Or like, somebody please like DM me if I'm in the wrong here, but I don't think I am. And it happens. But what I have learned, and I wish, like I've talked about this before with you guys, that like other people's emotions and feelings really affect me and it eats me alive. And I have a hard time dealing with things because I'm the type of person that wants to solve a problem like immediately. And this person I had talked to for so long that you figure like we've known each other and we've talked every day, all day for months, that you could tell me something about why you're disappearing or whatever, or what it is you don't like about me or things like that, you know, and you think you'd have the decency to do that, but this person didn't. And it's like, my brain is just like, why? I need to know why. And it's like, I'm going to be angry about this for a while, man. I don't think I'm in the wrong, is what it is. But I'm trying to turn things around and not be upset about the situation, not be upset about whatever. However, I'm a Scorpio and my shit stings when I am mad. And I'm, you can say you don't believe in zodiac signs or whatever. Well, I am consciously aware that I will make people's lives miserable and until I get answers that I want or need, and I don't care. I consciously am aware of the decisions that I make going forward based on the decisions that you've made. Let's just put that out there and keep that clear. Wow. Okay, coming back to reality. But sometimes we need a reminder that despite our appearances and this fake world of social media, we are not all strong all the time. And this is just a sign of my weaknesses. This is a weakness of mine. And I acknowledge that I do need to get better with it and how I handle situations like this. Because at the end of the day, you can't control somebody else's emotions and feelings and whatever. And if they make a decision, you got to let them walk with it. It might be the shittiest decision ever. It might be selfish. It might be hurtful. But like, that's something that that person's going to have to live with, okay? Nothing I say is ever going to change what they're going to have to live with, you know? And I don't go away. Like, that was your choice, bro. Anyway, so, you know, it's fine. You don't have to be strong all the time. And it's okay if you get upset over things and show your weaker side. And like, it's okay to be sad over something like that. But just know it's on them, not you. It's them. I don't even know if this topic makes sense for you or if you can relate at all or if you think I'm crazy. I know I'm being very vague on a few things, but I mean, I could get into detail, but I know that said so-and-so probably wouldn't want me to call them out, but if you know my life, you probably know who I'm talking about. Anyway, try not to fall into a pattern where you get gaslighted. It's a terrible feeling. Like, it's not my fault that I'm upset from your actions, whatever. Anyway, on to the next topic. Feeling like you're not good enough. Yo. It keeps going back to like a lot of my other topics when I come up with these things. Like, this is just something that I thought about. It's like a lot of people don't feel like they deserve this or that, or they haven't earned this or that, or you know what I mean? But like, you got to change your thinking. Like, you're damn right. You deserve every freaking opportunity that you're given and that you get. You know, you are good enough. And who's to say you're not? Nobody. Nobody can tell you if you are good or good enough for something. A prime example is me. If I want something, you're damn right, I'm going to go out and I'm going to fucking make it happen 100%. Whether that's finding the sponsorships that I really want to be associated with brands. I'm going to relentlessly pursue them and show them that I want to be a part of their brand. I'm going to write them letters. I'm going to big up the brand. I'm going to use their products. I'm going to spend my money on it and buy it. When I was sponsored by the Shoe Fairy, it wasn't because I had opened my hand and said, please sponsor me. I'm Alicia Bell. No. I bought shoes from them for years. Only tagged them in photos, only tagged them in pictures, talked about the shoes, how much I love them. And then they gave me a sponsorship. I was like, what? You want to sponsor me? Like, what? You know, I pursued a sponsorship that I just got with my whole heart. And they said, Alicia, we find you motivating. You're damn right I deserve that because I am freaking motivating. Thank you for the sponsorship. It'll be mutually beneficial because I will help you. You will help me. We are going to get shit done. Another thing, like, even if this is like a diet, okay? So here, life is like a diet. I'm going to get deep here. Okay, just bear with me with this one. You're following a diet. You're not seeing results, but you're following your plan, right? 100%. You're on it. You're eating every meal, every macro you're supposed to. You're not cheating. You're not picking. You're not licking. You're not adding things that you're not supposed to have. You're on your diet. Things aren't changing. It's been a week. Okay. Stick it out another week. Nothing's changing. Okay. Stick it out another week. Third week, about this time, you're like, fuck this diet. It's not doing anything. Stop. Pause. Just because you don't see anything on the outside yet doesn't mean that changes aren't happening on the inside. And you will be rewarded for your effort. It might take a week. It might take 2 weeks. It might take 10. Everybody's body's different. There's hormones. There's a lot of variables, right? But you cannot give up on yourself because the people who are successful at dieting and transformation and preps are the people that continuously live the lifestyle, stick to the plan because they are trusting their coach and they know they're going to get the results, okay? So bear with me. You're grinding it out on whatever it is that you do. You're diligent with your social media. You're positive. You're teaching. You're doing all the right things, but like your followers are like 2,000. Not growing, right? Boom, one day, viral post, 10,000 followers. You get the swipe ups. I'll just use that example. But you're building something. You're building onto something. And yeah, you deserve every good thing that happens to you. You are good enough because you know what? Even Michael Jordan's a human. We're all humans, right? And it's just you need to put in the work to get the results, okay? And get this, okay? So each friend that walks away from you draws you closer to the people who share your beliefs and your passions. Each person that leaves your life is actually bringing you closer. So on your journey to wherever you want to go, you're going to find people that are going to support you. You're going to find people that are not because they're going to be jealous. And then let them show themselves the door. You are not good enough. Like this person that did a 180, stopped talking to me. That's cool. Thank you for showing yourself the door. You're going to regret that. I don't know when. I don't know why. Maybe you are already. But you're damn right, I'm pretty fucking awesome. And I'm one step closer to having somebody else in my life taking up that time that actually cares about me. So thank you. Appreciate it. Bye. When you're disliked by some people, it's simply a byproduct of being authentic to who you truly are. So if you're disliked, that's great. Holy fuck. Praise the Lord. Yes, mamacita. You're disliked. You're doing something right. What is that? You're being true to yourself. Not everybody is going to like you. You're not going to be everybody's cup of tea. Be true to who you are, okay? And the incapable people who can't keep up will pull themselves away from you, and the people who are supposed to be in your life are going to come into your life, right? Boy, bye. Now I have room for all these important people that are going to come into my life. I have space for them. Thank you for doing yourself a disservice and not speaking to me now. But that's okay, because at the same time, you know, the more you are true to yourself and who you are, and the more the people like walk away, the more like-minded you're going to, the more like-minded people are going to be drawn towards you, because you don't have that person dragging you down or those people dragging you down. They've exited your life. gone, done, bye, hasta la vista. Hello, Super Attractors, right? Have you ever read Super Attractors? Maybe give it a read. It might be my book recommendation this week. But, you know, you're not for everyone. And that's totally okay. But you know what it is? It really is fucking amazing. It's amazing that you are not for everyone. Because if you were for everyone, there's nothing special about you. Just remember that. We're all special in our own ways. And the people who value you will be in your life. And they're not just going to walk away. They're not going to give up on you. They're not going to embody this person and then just disappear on you. That's not what a real human does. That's not what someone with compassion, that's not what someone with empathy does. No, absolutely not. And if they do, it's something to do with them. It has nothing to do with you, okay? Remember that, okay? Remember that. Just be cool. That was kind of like a weird intro into already topic, like into like something super personal, into maybe a little bit of crazy, but I mean, you get all that with me. Let's be honest. I'm sorry. It's true though. It's very true. That's kind of just who I am in a nutshell. I get super passionate about like people and things, and I don't know, hard to get rid of. But what I do know, guys, is that the sun will rise regardless. What you choose to do with the light while you're here is just up to you, you know? And take that journey wisely, right? And if someone doesn't want to come along with you for that ride, then fuck them. Because this world is full of billions of freaking people who are appreciative of you and who you are. Please remember that. I myself sometimes have a hard time remembering that. But I do also know that for every bad thing that's happened to me, something good tenfold comes along. So that and the two things that also I have coming up that are really exciting business-wise, it's like they wouldn't be possible if I had been spending time thinking about this person. So I'm really grateful for that. And then I have a surprise that's coming out during the Olympia this year in December, which is wild. Like so, so wild. And it's like, you know, it's like for every bad thing, it's like way more good things happen, and the bad will pass, and it might hurt, it might be sad, it might be whatever, but this too shall pass. Cheesy, yes, but accurate, very. So that's kind of like a very weird one topic podcast that I have for you guys today. Honestly, I do wish that I could provide you with more topics today, but the way that I'm feeling right now and the mind space that I'm in, I wanted to get this podcast up for you, and I wanted to be open, honest, and true to how I was feeling and what I wanted to talk about. And that kind of is draining. It's been draining. It really drains me thinking about this person's behavior. Again, that's something I need to get better at, not letting people's behavior affect me so much, and not letting it prevent me from doing my jobs and functioning on my day-to-day basis and dwelling on it. Because at the end of the day, like I said, you cannot control what somebody else is thinking, feeling, and doing. You need to do you, boo. You need to follow your dreams, go after your goals, focus on yourself. And when you do focus on yourself, that's when the right person is going to walk into your life. That's when the right person is going to support you and do everything that the people that walked away didn't. And they're going to appreciate you. And you need to thank those people for showing themselves the door, exiting out of your life, and leaving room for the important people. So I'm here. I have room for the important people. I'm focusing on myself, and I'm just getting started. So I hope you enjoyed my wild podcast today. It's the Honest Real Alicia. Give it a like. Give me a follow. Leave some feedback. Let me know if you can relate or if you think I'm crazy. Either way, it's some entertainment for you, and I hope I could help you or provide you with some wild entertainment and a look inside my mind. So with that said, check me out, www.trainitright.com, or you can YouTube me, Train It Right, or Twitter, Train It Right, or Instagram, Train It Right. You know the drill. Shoot me an email, alicia@trainitright.com, and like, share, follow this podcast.
I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble? We have so many rules in life about everything. I say break the rules, not the law, but break the rules. I remember that after I was finished with my bodybuilding career, I wanted to get into acting. I didn't want to be a star.